All right, we are now on to chapter 2, Mastery of Vision, Mission, and Business Planning. Here's a great quote by Steve Jobs, CEO of Apple. If you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. I just love that quote. So in this chapter, we have only 3 tips, but they're very important. Tip 15, state your mission in 8 words or less. A mission statement needs to be short and sweet. It's not a lengthy paragraph that sits in a drawer that no one can even remember. And I've seen that in companies, by the way. Your team needs to know it by heart and need to jump out of bed every morning excited just thinking of this mission. That's really what you want. For example, here's the mission statement for Lola Strategic Partners, in other words, my company, doing business as visiting CEO. Transform our clients' talents into profits. Here are 2 more examples. The innovative leader in the industry. I should say, the innovative leader in the industry. Or, training and coaching women nonstop to the top. That's actually the mission statement of the women's division of the American Seminar Leaders Association. Sometimes we play too small and too cautiously, or we get off the main path because of a distracting opportunity. You might have seen that happen. You think your mission is this, all of a sudden a great opportunity comes along that doesn't fit the mission, and off you are on the distracting arm there. The mission statement written in no more than 8 words will become your guide. For example, when you need to make a business decision, ask yourself whether it will further your mission. Can you see how the mission statement can keep you on track? By the way, earn money with our XYZ service or XYZ product is not a very inspiring mission. While of course you want to earn money, the mission of a business needs to be bigger than that to inspire everyone in the long run, not the least of all, you. Your mission statement should be the solution to your target market's problem. Here's the quote by Howard Schultz, chairman and CEO of Starbucks. Our mission statement about treating people with respect and dignity is not just words, but a creed we live by every day. You can't expect your employees to exceed the expectations of your customers if you don't exceed the employees' expectations of management. That's the contract. Something to think about. So ask yourself, what is our mission? And are we saying it in 8 words? And is it getting you and your team to jump out of bed excited every morning? Okay, tip 16. Write a powerful, focused vision statement. A vision statement is mostly for you and your team. For example, Lola Strategic Partners, LLC, doing business under the brand name Visiting CEO, is an executive consulting, coaching, and customized employee training company. We specialize in working with high-talent companies, including ESOP companies and family businesses. We are an authority in addressing 3 common problems. 1, not earning the profit from the talents they could be earning. 2, trouble aligning their employees with the owner's mindset and company's goals that lead to more profit. And 3, lack of succession or a legacy plan that ensures the company's continuity in the long-term future. As the example shows, the vision statement is more extensive than the mission statement and specifically calls out the rich niche, the specific market segment or market segments in which the company specializes. Jack Welch, CEO of General Electric, said this: good business leaders create a vision, articulate the vision, passionately own the vision, and relentlessly drive it to completion. Tip 17. A one-page business plan often is the most powerful of all. We all have seen them, huge business plans that take months to write and then probably end up in a drawer, ignored. Admittedly, they are required when you need to raise money. However, to effectively run and guide your company, a much shorter business plan typically provides more clarity. In fact, one that is only 1 to 2 pages in length will produce more effective outcomes, with the additional bonus that it takes much less time to write. Jim Horan, author of the one-page business plan, states that a business plan requires only 5 sections. Mission, we just talked about. Vision, we also just talked about. What are your objectives? What are your strategies? And a plan of action. And you can download an example at www.quicktipshightalent.com. Now, we're still in the process of actually getting that site up, so I will email you an example. Jim Horan, author of the one-page business plan, said this: start with a vision, then build a company. So I invite you to ask yourself, to what extent do I have a short business plan that really is guiding my daily actions and my weekly actions and those of my team? I look forward to seeing you on Thursday. Ciao!